and welcome to So You Think You Can Dance, the podcast on newsok.com. I'm Yvette Walker, a senior editor at The Oklahoman, and with me today in the studio is Lisa Potts, who's Member Services Director of the Oklahoma Press Association.
Hey, everybody.
But we both are really big fans of So You Think You Can Dance, the show.
Crazy.
We Twitter about it. We Facebook about it.
I know it's my favorite show. What about you?
Well, it's certainly, I call it the best reality show on TV.
Well, they actually have some talent
behind it. There you go. Yeah. I mean, really, I really like American Idol. I do the podcast for American Idol, but there's always some clunkers. There mm-hmm. are a few clunkers in So You Think You Can Dance. And today actually is the first podcast of season 5 that we've done. We normally want to wait till we get to their top 20. They picked the top 20 last week. And this week we saw our first couple go home. But the actual show, the performance show on Wednesday was amazing. I think this may be the best crop of dancers. What do you think?
I agree. I think it may be the best crop of dancers. They've got some really, really talented people, and it's hard to pick out any standouts right now, but we'll see how it goes.
I can pick out a few.
I mean, there are some favorites. There are some favorites. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, but...
Well, why don't we go through the performance show?
Okay.
And take us through the dancers.
Okay. First up was Philip and Janine doing that hip-hop number mm-hmm. by Napoleon and Tabitha. So what do you think of that?
One of my favorite choreographers.
Really?
Yeah.
I really like them, too.
They're really very good, although Mandy Moore did a great one. We'll talk about that later. The two hip-hop routines that we saw this week were okay. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much all I can say. I thought we're just okay. I mean, I will say that Janine. You mm-hmm. know, I've been confusing Janine and Jeanette. Janine,
that
didn't,
would be easy to do.
Yeah, I didn't expect much from her because that's not her background.
Well, we didn't know anything about her before.
We didn't know anything about her.
She was completely unknown.
I was pleasantly surprised by her performance.
Yeah,
I thought she got into it. She, you know, she kind of got crunk a little bit.
She kept up with Philip.
She did.
Which, this is Philip's specialty, and so she had some big shoes to fill, and I thought she did a really good job.
I thought she did. As of the overall performance, I thought it was good. I didn't think it was as good as some of the dancers that we will talk about in a minute. Mm-hmm. But just zeroing in on her, because she came from nowhere, I thought she did a really good job.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
And I think that Philip's popularity and his fan base, because he already has a fan base. They showed him so much on the show during the audition rounds. I think they're guaranteed to not be in the bottom three for a couple weeks mm-hmm. at least.
No, we shall see.
We shall see.
All right.
Second up was Oscar and Vittorio. They did that Broadway number. Oh.
What a letdown.
I don't know why, but I've never really been a fan of Tyce's Broadway numbers.
No.
I just can't get into him for some reason.
I don't either. And I like him. Mm-hmm. I like the other numbers that he does.
Yeah.
You know, and even the judges said, you know, here you came from this. And at the time, the hip-hop routine was pretty highly ranked, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But they hadn't seen the rest of the dancers yet.
Sure.
So starting off at the beginning of the show... Hip-hop number came in. They were raving about it. Then comes this, which is kind of like this kind of like Charlie Chaplin-esque type deal. You know, it had a weird feel to it, but they just didn't dance their best.
And it really felt like they were separated the entire time. They mm-hmm. never came together and did the same choreography. And so it never really felt like a cohesive piece to me.
Right.
And I found it interesting, like a day or two before the performance show, Tyce twittered. He's on Twitter too. Mm-hmm. And he said that it was a challenging number and that they will need a miracle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Probably
so
not,
I thought that
not
was
a
pretty
good thing
telling.
To tell the world, Tyce, but okay.
And, you know, I liked Asuka. It's so hard because her name is spelled A-S-U-K-O, but mm-hmm. I guess the U is silent. So, Asuka, I really liked her during the audition round. I thought she was sexy and fun, and mm-hmm. but I just didn't feel anything from either one of them during that Broadway performance.
I expected them to definitely be in the bottom three.
Yeah.
And they were.
And I thought they were lucky they weren't cut.
That's right.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
They were very lucky. And I think if they don't bring it next week, and if they don't have a great performance next week, then they're in trouble.
That's right. Well, we shall see. I like Vittorio, but mm-hmm. there are some strong male dancers in this top 20.
There are.
So, you know, folks are going to have to bring it. Mm-hmm. Got to step it up. Mm-hmm. But let's go on to the next performance.
Jonathan and Carla doing the cha-cha, which these two were also in the bottom three.
They
had the white costumes. And I thought there were a couple things. They were affected by performing early on in the show.
That's right.
And so since it's a two-hour show, that hurts them. And then they were both unknown before they went into this.
Jonathan is a baby. Them. He's just a little baby. I don't know how old he is, but I think he's one of the youngest in the group.
I think he's like 21. Something.
Yeah, he has a baby face, and he doesn't feel as mature and developed as some of the other men that we'll see.
Well, and the thing that really surprised me is that he is a salsa dancer.
Yeah.
He's a Latin dancer, and here he is doing a cha-cha. Granted, I've never done either one of these, so I don't know what they have in common or whatever, but I would think he would have a better chance of doing a great job with this number compared to somebody else, and I really thought that he brought nothing to it. And even Adam Shankman commented on how he didn't complete his moves fully, and he should have extended a little bit more in certain places, and I absolutely agreed with that. So,
you know,
he's got a lot of room for improvement.
I expected him to be in the bottom three, and when he danced for his life, I didn't even think that was super strong, except for his gymnastics. He threw a lot of backflips in there, and that just seemed to be, you know, that was a crowd pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it.
Yeah, I agree.
And he, you know, he got saved, but...
I thought he deserved to go home.
I thought he did, too.
I think that the judges probably caught a lot of backlash because of Tony. Mm-hmm. Being put into the top 20, and they thought maybe somebody else deserved to be in the top 20 instead.
Right.
And then, I think Jonathan got lucky.
Well, okay, let's go on.
Okay, up next is Evan and Randy doing that jazz
They're so cute.
Okay, they're my two favorites right now.
Well,
what about you?
They're not my favorites, but I really like the number. I like Evan and Randy together. I think they have a lot of great chemistry.
They're a cute couple.
They're really cute, and Evan kept saying, she's married. How can I touch her like this? But, I mean, they're just adorable.
Oh, they are. I call him Broadway boy and unitard girl.
There you go. Yeah, because she's famous for her unitards.
Yeah. He just has this boy next door Gene Kelly quality about him.
Totally. And the number was choreographed by...
Oh, is that the one that was done by... Yeah, that was Tice.
That was Tice. And that was a really strong number. Really great and smooth. Very fluid, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And just a lot of fun to watch. So,
yeah, it was really beautiful.
I'm looking forward to seeing more of them.
Yeah. And Randy, her dancing style is usually the type I like.
Okay.
So my favorites I usually pick out are usually sort of like her, like the bubbly personality and the contemporary dancer.
Okay.
So we'll see. They're my favorite couple right now.
Okay, let's go on.
Tony and Paris doing the hip-hop.
Well, this is the second hip-hop number.
Yes.
And I'll just point out quickly, there were two hip-hop numbers and two Latin numbers. And we already talked about the earlier Latin number. The second Latin number, we will talk about in a minute, was very strong. This was the second of the hip-hop number, and it was not as good as the first hip-hop number, which was just good.
Mm-hmm.
I automatically knew they were going to be in the bottom three. Did not surprise me that they did go home. And actually, both of them went home.
Yeah.
Last night.
I thought that it was a really strong music. It had a hard beat to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they really didn't match that beat with their movements.
That's right.
And so it was really lacking that sharpness to it and that hard quality.
And you know what? After five seasons, these judges, they know a little bit more about hip-hop. They know what to look for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last night we had, of course, Nigel Lithgow, one of the judges, and Mary... What's Mary's last name?
Oh, I'm drawing a blank.
I know. Screaming Mary.
Mary. Yes, yes.
And then we had Adam Shankman. Those three judges are really not into hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, they know a lot more about hip-hop now on season five because they've seen a lot more. And they know what to look for now.
Yeah.
I think maybe season one, they'd be a little bit more forgiving, but they do not do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So they definitely know what to look for with hip-hop.
They definitely know what to look for. You mentioned the two hip-hop routines and the two Latin routines. Did you notice that the two hip-hop dancers got the two hip-hop routines and the two Latin dancers got at least the male side of it?
That's true.
Latin dancers got Latin routines. That just seemed a little funny to me.
Well, it seemed like everybody... got at least one of the partners got a dance that was from their background.
Mm.
So I guess that really didn't surprise me, but you got to bring that stuff. You got to bring it hard and early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the routine was very, very forgettable, and I thought they really didn't keep up with each other either. They weren't
That's right.
Like their synchronicity, I guess you could say. And I was really sort of surprised that the judges didn't call them out for it.
Yeah, but they should have. Although Mary did say that it was going to be forgettable.
Yes,
and she was right.
She was very right. It was totally right. Forgettable. Mm-hmm. But then how much of that is the choreography, too? Because the first hip-hop number had a storyline to it.
Yes, that's true.
This one had no storyline, no. So it's a little bit more difficult to remember. There was nothing unique about it.
Exactly. So let's move on, because we got a lot of couples to get through.
Okay. Caitlin and Jason doing Bollywood. Oh.
You know what? I like Bollywood, but I kept saying, you're no Joshua and Katie. You're no Joshua and Katie from season 4, okay? So that wasn't fair on my part, but I liked it, but mm-hmm. It was no Joshua and Katie.
I did like it. I'm a little interested to see whether they have some chemistry mm-hmm. in another style of dance. Mm-hmm. But like when Caitlin did that, I don't know, was it like a side cartwheel into the handstand?
Yes.
And then she held the handstand and moved her legs and stuff. I thought, wow, you know, that girl has some control. Mm-hmm. But it was so fast-paced and so it was really entertaining.
It was. It was good.
Yeah.
It was a good Bollywood performance. The music was Jai Ho from Slumdog Millionaire. Mm-hmm. So that was, you know, everyone kind of knew that. Yeah. I liked it, but... Again,
yeah, Joshua
I'm
and
spoiled.
Katie, right?
What are you going to do? Okay.
Well, and I wasn't sure that Caitlin deserved to be in the top 20, but I think she sort of proved herself with
yes.
that number.
Yes.
So we'll see how they do.
We'll see.
Next up is Brandon and Jeanette. They did the waltz mm-hmm. to Let's Fly Away. And of course, Jeanette, she's a salsa dancer and she had to become a ballroom dancer. And Brandon, he got a lot of airtime.
Mm-hmm, he did.
Before this, during the audition rounds.
What'd he got a little bit too much airtime. Lil C, one of the judges we will see later in the season, and Mia Michaels. Did not like this boy mm-hmm. and were very vocal about it.
Whereas Nigel and Mary loved him.
That's right. Yeah. Mary was like, I don't see what they know. But you know what? I think I see why they didn't like him. He's real cocky.
Really?
You know, didn't you get that from him? I mean, not necessarily in a bad way. Mm-hmm. He's very self-assured and cocky. Confident, but on the side of cockiness.
Yeah.
And I think that they don't like that. I think that those two don't like that in a dancer. Could I mean, be. They like confidence, but I don't think they don't like maybe swagger, unless it has to do with the dance that they're doing.
Right.
He's very cocky, has the swagger. I was live blogging last night, and I said, I think I know why they don't like him. Because I think he was very good dancing.
His technique and his strength are beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
It was a very nice number, very nice to watch, enjoyable. Not all foxtrots to me. Some are boring. But this one was not. I thought it was very good.
Yeah, I thought it was elegant and it was flowing. And of course, the choreographer was Louis Van Amstel, something like that, from Dancing mm-hmm. with the Stars.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's
I
right.
I was very excited to see him join the
I must admit,
choreographers
I don't
year.
Watch that, so I did not know him. But my sister, who was watching with me, said, that's the guy from Dancing with the Stars. I said, oh, okay.
Yeah, he choreographs a lot of the pro group numbers and mm-hmm. he does their tour performances and things. Okay. He's one of their leaders there. But Brandon, it seems to me like maybe last season when he didn't make the top 20, mm-hmm. Nigel and Mary wanted him to make the top 20, and they got outvoted.
Okay.
And so this season they were bound and determined for him to make the top 20, and okay. I think it's something they've been talking about for a long time, it sounds like.
Well, we shall see about that pairing and about him.
Mm-hmm. Next up was Ashley and Cupono doing the jazz routine, that Crash Test Dummies.
Okay, this was one. I had two favorites, and this was one of my favorites.
Was it good?
Yes, I love this. I love Wade. When I was watching, or rather, scrolling through some of the Twitter remarks, and someone said, "Is Wade on crack?" But I mean, Wade Robson, when he does a far out number, he does a far out number. I thought it was amazing. It was great. I thought that these were the perfect dancers for this. The music was just
the music
far
fit
out,
it well.
Fit well.
It didn't distract from the choreography, which
exactly.
I liked.
And if you didn't get a chance to watch the show, let's just take just a couple seconds to explain this. Basically, these two were crash test dummies. They were painted white. They had white, you know, the white suits on with the little markings of the crash
including
test
face paint dummies. And
face
hair paint,
hair paint,
completely
everything.
White.
They look like dummies. He's the frightened crash test dummy because he knows what's coming. And she's the one, kind of the carefree crash test dummy. So she walks out with this little automated dog that comes out with her.
So
it was
cute.
Just adorable. Everything about this was wonderful. I like Capone a lot. This didn't really even show the things that I liked about him. His strength, the flips that he can do. So just this was great. And I think that I really hope they continue to get really creative dances that they can dance to. This was highly creative. And, you know, I just think that Wade did a wonderful job. It was one of my favorite performances of the evening.
Yeah, I completely agree. It was my favorite. And Wade Robson is, yeah, he's a genius.
Yes, he is. He's a
Not
genius.
To mention very good looking. Sorry, I had to throw that in there. But he's also a wonderful teacher. I mean, he taught them how to use their heads, how to use their limb movements, and bring that crash test dummy appearance across in the routine. And I thought they did a really, really wonderful job in portraying those characters. The one thing I worry about is the general public going to remember Ashley and Capone as the dancers that were in that routine? Even those that love that routine, will they remember Ashley and Capone were the ones that danced it? Since they had the face paint and the hair.
It's hard to see Ashley under all that, but Capone, I think you will. But Ashley, she got lost a little bit in the makeup.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I really, really loved that routine, though.
We'll see. Mm-hmm.
Next up was Melissa and Ade.
My favorite couple so far.
Really?
Yes, I love them. I love the fact that he is, you know, again, we don't know a lot about him. He kind of, you know, they didn't do all the previews on him. Mm-hmm. So he kind of comes in, and he has incredible strength. He's, you know, really tall, big-bodied. He's not Brandon. He's confident in himself, but he's not like the cocky swagger. He doesn't have the cocky and the swagger of Brandon.
Tall quietness about him.
He's like a gentle giant.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
Then
we have Melissa, who's the oldest dancer, and who is...
The naughty ballerina.
The naughty ballerina, and I love her for both those things. I love the fact that she's the oldest. Come on, 29, that's not old.
That's not, but well, in dancers,
you know. Yeah, so she's the oldest in the group, and she's the naughty ballerina. So what's not to like about that pairing? The performance was effortless. It was fluid. It was beautiful.
Very graceful.
That was Mandy Moore, wasn't it?
Yes, that was the
ballet. I love Mandy Moore.
By Mandy, yeah. And I thought, honestly, I sort of thought Melissa was another one of those lucky ones. I mean, that ballet pas de deux number could have gone to anybody, but somehow Melissa wound up with it. But I thought she did a wonderful job with it, and I thought that Ade did a great job in matching her, and that gentle giant thing works very, very well for him. He's very strong. He has a great style about him. So we'll see.
I did say that I had two favorite performances, but I really have three. And this next one, go ahead.
Max and Kayla during the samba.
God. Oh, my God. Adam was like, insane. Adam was like, are you kidding? Are you kidding? That was just such a great number. But I digress. Go ahead.
It's just that I thought Kayla was a star up on that stage.
Hot.
You cannot take your eyes off her. That pink outfit, that costume was just fantastic. And the routine was hot. And, of course, Mary had to scream and do her little hot tamale train thing. Mm-hmm, and you had to cover your ears. But
And she had never danced Latin before. I mean, how is that possible? She was so good.
It comes easy to some people, and obviously it came very easy to her. She did a wonderful job.
She was really very good. Yeah. Max was also very strong. If you compare Max to Jonathan,
there is no comparison.
These two Latin dancers, no comparison. Uh-uh. Max is just, I mean, his body movements, the way he just moves his body and all the Latin moves that the male has to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see. He's a professional. He really knows what he's doing. Jonathan, on the other hand, feels like an amateur to me.
He doesn't even look like a Latin dancer.
When
he's dancing Latin,
exactly.
Jonathan doesn't.
No.
Max, I thought, could have even been a little bit better in certain areas, but he way outshined Jonathan. But again, I'm still not seeing a Dimitri or Pasha from the previous seasons. I
don't see that
strength in either one of these two yet.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Well,
so as we said, Tony and Paris went home. It seems like the actual couples do go home. I mean, it's easier to do it like that. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't have to cut couples. They can cut individuals. But the first few shows, in my experience, it seems like you see, you know, whole couples going home. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if that continues. Let me just point out a couple of things. I'll probably be live blogging some of the shows, if not every week, at blogs.newsok.com/television. So go check it out there. There are a lot of really great people on Twitter that you can check out, including Nigel Lithgow.
Yes.
At Dizzy Feet. And you said Tice is on Twitter. Do you remember his Twitter name?
Simply Tice DiOrio.
Tice DiOrio. And then also, So I Think You Can Dance, SYTYCDism mm-hmm. is another. It's a fan site, but it's a pretty good one,
right?
With lots of good information. Also, there's an official MySpace site that you can check out, which is MySpace/DanceOnFox, MySpace.com/DanceOnFox. And then there's the official Facebook site, which is, well, you know, the Facebook names are harder to get. Just go on Facebook and do a search for So You Think You Can Dance. So there's lots of places out there, including NewsOK.com, to get information about So You Think You Can Dance, which I think is going to be a great show. I am definitely blogging on the TV blog about the show, whether or not I'm live blogging every week. And there was a publication this week that came out that I linked to that said this is definitely going to be the summer show to beat. Mm. It's got really high numbers even already.
Good.
So I think it's going to be a good show. You guys, you know, out there, definitely keep up with it. Tune in to newsok.com on Fridays. The podcast will be up sometime this afternoon, on Friday afternoons, and stay with us. So anyway, thanks for being here with us. Lisa, thanks so much for coming in. I'm going to really enjoy the summer, you coming into the studio and talking about So You Think You Can Dance.
Me too. I'm excited. We'll have fun.
Well, great. We will. So we'll see you next week. Thanks a lot.